morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Here's a legend of Ribbon Cliff. It seems that the Indians of yesterday believed that prior to the time that the human beings were put on the earth here, this was an animal kingdom or universe, and it was controlled by giant animals of all descriptions. You'll find some of the bones down south, probably. Now, maybe there were, they could have been any animal. You might say they was big. Now, there at Ribbon Cliff was a big dog, and it was blind, and it had a little bird. I don't know what you'd call it, for its eyes, the dog's eyes, sitting by it. In daytime, they'd get on top there, you know, of the cliff. Anything that came within the horizon, this little bird would tell the dog, and it would draw it in with its suction and devour it. So he ruled that whole entire area as far as you could see both ways for a long time, until, I don't know whether it was the coyote or what it was now, I've forgotten. Anyhow, he dressed so that this little bird couldn't tell it was the coyote. And he'd moved at night. He put, all kinds of brush on himself and different things, and kept moving up there with the intention of killing this dog, see? If he could get to it, that is, he'd lie down through the day so the bird couldn't detect it, and I don't know how long it took him to get up there. He finally got close enough to bribe this little bird not to say anything. After he got settled with him and paid him, and I don't know what he gave him, he came there with his knife and cut that dog, stuck him with a knife, see? He took off and run then, all over there, with him chasing it and stabbing it and cutting it, right in the middle, way up high on the cliff. There is a hole there. Last he knew, the dog went in there and it died. I guess. And that rock shows reddish streaks all over. That's where the dog is supposed to have run. And that was his blood that scattered. And then there was Alvin Wooden, a very adventurous young man, just turned 19 when he visited Chelan in 1887 with his younger brother. In later years, Allie, as he was called, related to his wife many of his experiences on the lake, and she in turn wrote down many of the stories. His wife's daughter felt impelled to compile these stories and publish them. It's the book Bits and Pieces of Pioneer Life Around Lake Chelan. It was available for $3.15 in 1975 at the museum of this historical society. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.